Shopify buys Tailwind, Mullenweg is forced out, and the card networks get demystified. Shopify's acquisition of Tailwind CSS, 1,050 points, 405 comments, is generating genuine ambivalence in developer circles. Tailwind, built by Adam Watkin and a small team as an independent project, is reportedly installed in something like a third of new web projects, according to NPM surveys. Shopify is effectively acquiring a tool already embedded in the stacks of a large portion of its own ecosystem builders. The reaction on Hacker News combines appreciation for what the outcome means financially for Watkin and the team with wariness about what happens to a framework-agnostic utility once it's owned by a major commerce platform, specifically whether Tailwind's roadmap will begin tilting toward Shopify's priorities. The acquisition also invites antitrust questions, though the legal standard is more precise than casual use of the word monopoly suggests. The Sherman Act prohibits monopolizing or attempting to monopolize a market, but defining the relevant market is where most antitrust litigation lives or dies. Tailwind competes with Bootstrap, plain CSS, and SaaS utility libraries, and market share alone is insufficient for a Sherman Act violation. Regulators would ask whether Shopify's ownership allows it to disadvantage competing commerce platforms in ways that harm consumers. For instance, by making Tailwind actively worse for Squarespace or WooCommerce integrations, rather than simply maintaining it as an open-source project. At Artomatic, Matt Mullenweg has reportedly been placed on leave by his own board following months of escalating conflict with the broader WordPress ecosystem. Disputes over WP Engine, accusations about open-source governance, and changes that plugin developers described as coercive. The governance crisis is particularly tangled because of Artomatic's dual structure. There is WordPress.org, the open-source project, and Artomatic, the commercial company, with Mullenweg historically holding authority over both simultaneously. A board can place a CEO on leave from the company, who places the steward of WordPress.org on leave is a question with no clean answer. A Visa and MasterCard explainer drew 552 points and 333 comments, the kind of piece that resurfaces on Hacker News every few years because the payments infrastructure remains genuinely opaque. The central clarification: Visa and MasterCard are not banks. They hold no money. They are message routing networks passing authorization requests and settlement instructions between acquiring banks, issuing banks, and merchants. The interchange fee of roughly 1.5 to 3% that merchants pay on card transactions flows mostly to the issuing bank as compensation for credit risk and rewards programs. The networks themselves take a smaller slice. New entrants, PayPal, Stripe, Apple Pay, have largely routed through these existing rails rather than replacing them. And whether real-time payment systems like FedNow represent a genuine structural threat or complementary infrastructure remains an open question in the thread.